Imagine waking up in absolute darkness, your last memory being a knife sliding between your ribs. This is Grace's reality, as she finds herself trapped in a luxurious but inescapable loft with Hudson Vega, her boyfriend's supposedly dead brother with a reputation for violence and sociopathic behavior. Their first encounter establishes the dynamic that will define their relationship. Grace, devoted to Jackson and repulsed by Hudson's notorious reputation, can barely look at him. Meanwhile, Hudson maintains a facade of amused indifference, though occasional cracks in his armor suggest deeper emotions. When Grace attempts escape, she encounters a fire-breathing dragon that nearly kills her. Despite their mutual antagonism, Hudson throws himself between Grace and the flames, suffering severe burns. Back in their shared prison, he drops a bombshell. They're trapped inside Grace's mind, a claim she dismisses as either a lie or insanity. As days turn into weeks, Grace and Hudson establish an uneasy coexistence. The tension between them crackles like static electricity, making every interaction potentially explosive. When Hudson's dragon burns, painful manifestations of his supernatural nature leave him vulnerable. Grace surprises herself by helping treat his wounds, her medical instincts overriding her determination to hate him. In a defining moment, Grace employs duct tape to literally divide their space into territories. "The couch is mine, the bed is yours," she declares, claiming the kitchen, bookshelves, and most significantly, Hudson's personal journals for herself. This physical division becomes both boundary and battlefield, symbolizing their desperate attempt to maintain control in an uncontrollable situation. After 8 months together, Grace discovers Hudson's childhood journals, a turning point. The pages reveal an earnest boy who promised to always take care of Jackson, drew dragons, and dreamed of protecting his family. Later entries provide the answer to how this sweet child became feared. Hudson wasn't his father's accomplice, but secretly worked against him, deliberately sabotaging demonstrations despite knowing he'd receive brutal beatings. This revelation shatters Grace's understanding. The sociopathic villain actually endured torture to protect others. When Hudson finds Grace reading his journal, she impulsively hugs him, offering the affection he never received. Their emotional moment nearly culminates in a kiss before the dragon crashes through the cabin roof. When they awake after fleeing, Hudson and Grace find themselves in the Shadow Realm, or Norimar, with its surreal purple landscape. This transition from mental prison to physical world eliminates their psychic connection, leaving them struggling to interpret each other through mere expressions and words. Their journey through this alien terrain proves both beautiful and treacherous. When Grace nearly falls down a ravine, she instinctively reaches for Hudson, a significant shift, acknowledging their growing interdependence. Their first breakthrough comes with Teola, a purple-skinned teenager who leads them to her family's farm. Teola's parents become allies, offering shelter and crucial information. While people occasionally cross over from the human world, no one has ever returned. This revelation affects them differently. Grace collapses into despair, thinking of family and friends, especially Jackson, potentially lost forever. Hudson subtly shows relief, seeing Norimar as an unexpected chance at redemption away from his complicated past. Over 2 months, they build a life in Adari Village, securing jobs and making friends. Hudson works as a teacher and at a hardware store, while Grace finds success selling jewelry after failing at baking. Their shared living quarters create a domestic intimacy that transforms their relationship. Small moments, Hudson helping Grace with her gargoyle transformation, Grace supporting Hudson through grief over Smokey, build mutual respect between them. Hudson discovers something troubling. Grace's mating bond with Jackson has disappeared, while his own connection to her has quadrupled in size and glows brilliant blue, suggesting a developing mating bond. He keeps this secret, fearing being someone's second choice. Their growing attraction becomes undeniable, After Hudson feeds from Grace, an intensely pleasurable experience for both, physical tension escalates, though emotional barriers prevent them from acknowledging their deepening feelings. The bathroom becomes their only neutral ground, where carefully constructed walls occasionally crumble. During these unguarded moments, their animosity develops cracks, creating space for something new to grow. The Time Dragon's impending return forces Grace and Hudson to collaborate. They learn dragons guard realm barriers and were created to eliminate intruders. "They won't rest until they rid the realm of you," Mayor Sal warns, meaning either the dragons or Grace and Hudson must die. This threat brings them closer. Hudson helps Grace practice her gargoyle transformation, while she allows him to feed from her, strengthening him for battle. The night before the expected attack, they share an intimate sunset moment. When Grace kisses Hudson desperately, he whispers, "Don't kiss me like you think it's the last time," his eyes unexpectedly wet. She lightens the mood with a terrible French accent before he asks how he wants her to kiss him. "Like you mean it," he says, showing their evolution from antagonism to connection. The dragon attacks early. Smokey sacrifices herself to save Hudson from the flames, revealing the depth of his capacity for love despite his indifferent facade. In the aftermath of battle, Hudson and Grace confront their unresolved tension. Hudson admits avoiding feeding from her, unable to bear being just a substitute after Jackson. The vulnerability in his voice reveals his deep feelings. Grace's response marks a turning point. "I want you, Hudson, and I need you to take what I'm offering," a deliberate choice made with complete certainty. Their emotional breakthrough culminates in a passionate connection. "I love you," Hudson declares, the words erupting as if long contained. Afterward, he tenderly traces her freckles. "My own little universe, right here on your skin. A tiny piece of you that only I get to touch and kiss and appreciate." Their bond faces its ultimate test during the final confrontation with Mayor So. As time magic explodes toward Grace, Hudson shields her, despite knowing it will accelerate his own fading. This sacrifice transforms them from bitter enemies to lovers who choose each other completely. When Grace awakens in Hudson's lair at the vampire court, she fears their memories were erased, but Hudson confirms, "Grace, we made it," his voice tender. As they prepare to return to Katmere Academy, where only 4 months pass despite their year away, Hudson confesses his fear of losing her. Grace reassures him, "I love you, just you. You're my mate, my best friend, my true north." Hudson gives Grace a shadow promise ring crafted from ancient magic. Upon their return, the ring transforms, the silver and purple shadow-infused bands weaving together like living metal, symbolizing how their experiences created something stronger than either alone. Charm tells a story about the transformative power of truly seeing someone beyond their masks. Hudson and Grace choose each other, knowing each other's darkest aspects, a love based on complete acceptance rather than illusion. Their bond reminds us that true connection comes from finding someone who loves us because of our shadows, not despite them.